This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always and forever, we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace for our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwallah, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I of those who fear him, of those who love him, and of those who have great hope in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week I spoke to you about the first of those three. We said that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is something that is being lost amongst many of us, young and old, men and women. And that the thing that is the most important quality for a human being to have, let alone a Muslim, who knows about Allah and has been given the knowledge through our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ra'sul Amr, the head of all affairs, is Makhafat Allah wa Taqwa Allah. But to fear Allah where you live a life of phobia, where all that you think of is what Allah's punishment may await, or that this is wrong in my life and this was forgotten by me and this is a mistake that I did, and in each and every step of the way, I am worried just about Allah's negative understanding and knowledge and sight of my actions, while limiting my love for Allah and hope for Him, is a sign that a person is not upon the truth of Islam. One of the greatest nicknames of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he is Habibullah, the one who is loved and loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that there are those who Allah loves. And when Allah loves them, they become of those who are favored by Allah, protected by Allah, assisted by Allah, helped by Allah, supported by Allah, given and provided for when others will let you down, only by Allah's leave that they walk in the light and strength of Allah. And one of the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to share with you today is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quotes Allah. He paraphrases the statement of Allah, and this is referred to as a hadith qudsi, a sacred text. It's not a verse from the Quran, but it is the word of Allah spoken with the usage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's description. And it usually begins where the Prophet will say, "Qala Allah," Allah said, "asked me to describe to you, to convey to you, that when a person wants to come closer to me, to Allah Azza wa Jal, that there is no better way of being nearer to Allah than to do the things iftaratuha alayh, the things that I ordered him to do." So right now as you're sitting and you're like, I want to become a better Muslim, the first step is to do what Allah ordered. Your first way of fixing a problem in your life is to look at the things Allah said you must do and adopt them in your life. And they are ranked in the importance of believing in Him. And alhamdulillah, we are Muslim to Allah, submitting to Allah, believing in Allah, hoping in His mercy, even though we know that we are sinners. So you look next to the list and it is Salah. How do I become better with Allah? I become better in my prayer. Next is that I care about others and share my wealth, large or small in number, with those who are also needy, and I give zakah. And Allah always says in the Quran that those who believe, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, they are those who establish the prayer and also care for the poor by giving of their wealth to those who are in need. Number four is that you begin to think about the worth and the importance of fasting, in particular the month of Ramadan, and finally you attempt and you consider the importance of performing the Hajj. The obligations set for Allah are not just the five pillars, but now they include other actions of worship that you and I do sometimes, not knowing their great value. For our young sisters, mashallah, those of you who have taken the challenge and the blessing and the necessary obedience of Allah by wearing your hijab, not just within our school as a uniform, but outside its gates as a dignity, an elevation, and an honor for you, you enter into that realm where you have done what Allah has ordered. Our young men who turn their gaze away from haram and who are careful with the words they choose, and they limit the usage of their tongue from vile, descriptive, sinful words, that others who lack faith may speak freely, but you and I as Muslims are shy to say them to each other, considering that the angels write down every statement. There's this beautiful hadith where one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, she was sitting, and it was near nighttime. It was near the time of sleep. She had guests in her home, other young ladies who were going to spend the night with her. This is after the life of the Prophet ﷺ. So they're in her home, they're gonna sleep in the next room next to her. And as she goes into her bedroom to sleep, the young ladies in the next room, they continue speaking. They're not saying anything haram, they're just talking. And it's getting late into the night. And a Muslim is the type of person who sleeps early because they wake early for the worship of Allah and for Fajr. So they're talking and talking and talking. The wife of the Prophet ﷺ, she simply says a little bit aloud to them from her room that the angels get tired even though you are continuing to go. Meaning that the angels who are writing down every word you are saying, give them a rest. You've been talking all day. You've been saying word after word. Just go to sleep. At least if you're not tired, let the angels get some rest. And that understanding is really important. Allah says in Surah Qaf, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement that is spoken except that there is one who records it and makes no mistake of it. The things that we do that are obligation and the things that Allah said you must stay away from, when you begin to be careful with them, you come close to Allah. What do you get if you are close to Allah? Listen to the rest of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah becomes close to you because you've been doing the good deeds that He ordered, He blesses you with doing good deeds that are not a must in your life, but you find your heart loves them. A simple sign of whether you are regular in your normal prayers, your five daily prayers, I can see it and everybody else can see it when you enter into our musalla and masjid today. If your normal habit, you come up, You end your conversation. It doesn't matter what was happening before. You've entered into the house of Allah. The angels are now witness of those who have come for Salatul Jumu'ah. You enter, you lower your head, and without any reminder, without any need, the normal leaning of your heart, the thing that you feel comfortable, most comfortable doing, is stopping everything else, and you just simply say, Allahu Akbar, and you pray two rak'ah to Allah to greet the masjid and to prepare for khutbat al-jumu'ah and its salah. Why? Because Allah has made easy for your heart to love the secondary acts of worship. You've been regular in your fajr. No one will enter this masjid. No one entered here. And just without any reminder, without any distraction, with a willful heart, they just walked in, Allahu Akbar, and prayed two rak'ah, and did it as an automatic action of love for Allah, except I can swear by Allah that they prayed their fajr this morning. And the reward of your fajr is that Allah rewards you with a good jumu'ah. Allah rewards you with a good sunnah prayer. Allah rewards you with a good action that will come after it. And no one will pray Salatul Jumu'ah with me, with us today, and do it well, without distracting others, without leaning and speaking to another, without looking right, left and center, without ignoring what's being said. No one whose heart is attached to the salah right now, in this khutbah and in the salah after, except that they will have an amazing Salatul Asr. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said that you will be close to me if you do your obligatory prayers, and after you've done them, I will open a road for you to do the secondary, the purgatory, extra actions of worship. What then comes after? Then Allah said, فَأَكُونُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. When a person becomes natural in their love of my obedience, doing what I ordered, and then doing what is recommended, I will become the hearing that they listen with. وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. And the sight that he sees, she sees, تَبْصُرُ بِهِ, that she can see with in life. What does that mean? That Allah allows you to hear what others don't hear. Allah allows you to see and to detect what others miss. And Allah allows you to speak in a way that is pleasing to Him. In fact, Allah says, فَأَكُونُ يَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. I will even be the hand that they strike with if they need to strike. Could you imagine that as you walk the earth, the power of your sight, of your sound, of hearing, of the strength of your body, of the feet that carry you from place to place, is not only because of what you ate and your nutrition, but it's because of what Allah blessed you with? What a beautiful life. Who's that for? It's for those who meet that condition, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ. Allah loves. Who does Allah love? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ. They are those. يَتَطَحَّرُونَ. One category. Those who always seek to purify themselves. In particular, wudu. Those who take care in cleansing their body, in getting ready for salah. And that's why the dua you make after you make wudu is أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. What does it mean that Allah loves you to be pure? It means that when you wash your hands for wudu, with every drop of water, the Prophet ﷺ says, it takes away a sin from you. That it even from your eyelashes will remove sins when you've washed your face. Even from beneath your fingernails. Because you love to be pure. So Allah loves to purify you. Allah loves those who love others for His sake. What does that mean? There are certain people in your life, naturally, you don't like them. And that's fine. But it doesn't mean that if they are righteous people, or if they have a right over you, that you should restrict your love for them just because your personality clashes. There are some people that you must show some love to, some kindness to, some respect for, some ease in your conduct with them, even though in your heart you don't really like them. But you do it not for them, but because of your relationship with Allah. You love somebody because of your love for Allah. There's no other reason in the world that I would get along with this man, with this woman, with this child, with this person. The only reason is because Allah. Allah said to love the believers, to treat the Muslims with respect, to honor my elder, to show mercy to the one who's younger. So when I do it, even though I might not like that person, even though they did not treat me respectfully. Could you imagine if everybody who disrespected the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet disrespected them back? Subhanallah. What does Allah say to the Prophet ﷺ? اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Return the disfavor done to you with something better than what you received. There was a group of unbelievers who used to try to mock the Prophet ﷺ. So as they would walk by him, they would say, Assalamu alaik. It sounds similar to Assalamu alaik. They would say, Assalamu alaik. Sam is like poison or death. So they would say it quickly as if they want to see what would the Prophet say. Assalamu alaika, ya Muhammad. So he would respond, Wa alaikum. He didn't say, Wa alaikum assam. He said less than what they said. He said to you, whatever you've asked of me, but I would never repeat the same hostility, angry word, dua against you that you have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always be lesser in offense than another. Allah loves that. Allah loves the one who does that for him, not just out of their pride. Most of us, we want to get, how could he say that to me? I'm going to say double what he said. He hit me once, I'm going to hit him twice. And that's not the way of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third, and there are many things that Allah loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who show kindness and respect to their elders. And one of the great beautiful teachings of our faith is that the one who has a position over you, whether they're a teacher or a father or a mother or an older brother or an older sister, is that in your relationship with them, there can be a pathway that leads you to Allah if you measure your steps in the pathway that you seek to lead you to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith that we all know, that those who are favored by Allah, those who are loved by Allah, those who have no faith, unless they show these qualities, no completion of faith, لَيْسَ مِنَّا, they can't be one of us, they can't be a Muslim and a believer and complete in faith in their understanding of right and wrong, heaven and hell, righteousness and immorality. مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرَ كَبِيرَنَا. The one who isn't merciful in how they deal with someone younger than them and shows deference and respect to those who are older than them. Notice the Prophet begins with the youngsters because they learn from our behavior. I always say to our senior boys to set a good example, mashallah, to those who are in our primary school or younger years. Because whether you accept it or not, your position of being a senior makes you one, rightfully or not, as a role model to others. May Allah allow your final years with us here in our school in 10, 11, and 12 to be an act of righteousness that others in younger years can model themselves after you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who love Allah and are loved by Allah. We will continue with the dua of seeking the love of Allah after khutbah, after jilsatul istiraha. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah al-azim li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو أتوب إليه. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Finally, my dear elders and youngsters, teachers and students, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make the دعاء: اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربني إلى حبك. Oh Allah, I ask you to love me and to allow me to love the actions that make me loved by you, and to put love in the hearts of those who love you for me. And I want to just focus on that last dua. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. Oh Allah, let those who love you love me. You have no gain in the world if those who have a hatred for Allah love you. It's actually a sign that you're heading down the wrong road. If people who have no love for Allah, no obedience and regard for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are your greatest hope, attachment, friend in life, there's a problem not with them, but with you. You should always ask Allah to make the believers love you. Those who love Allah, love you, care for you. Because it is only through them will you find those who will lead you to a good end and a good path and a good way of life. Did you know the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تصاحب إلا تقي إلا مؤمن وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِي. Don't be best friends with anyone but those who have iman in their heart, that they have actions of righteousness. And don't eat food, don't be so immersed in life that they're so familiar with you. They come to their home, they open your bag and your lunch, they're your best friends, unless you're sure in their heart they have taqwa. They love Allah, fear Allah, and hope in Allah's mercy. Those are golden words. What happiness will you have in life where those who have a hate for Allah, a disregard for Allah, have regard and love for you? And what loss have you suffered? And what great a loss it is that those who are doing their salah, obedient to their commandments of Allah sent to them, that they look at you and say, you are not the company we want to keep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts with the hearts of the righteous. May Allah allow us to befriend those who are friends with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead our principal and administrators and board to that which is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protect us and them all from harm. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplifts you and protects you and assists you and gives us insight, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may become the sight we see with and the hearing we hear with and even the strike we strike with. Allahumma ameen. Hada wa sallu ala al-habibi Muhammad. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين والآخرين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم،